describing him to Jason, and I said, you know, and I didn't say this with any bad intentions. I said he's kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. I said I've seen Jimmy face up from 20 feet and knock it down. I've seen him back to the basket and making a move in the post when he has to. So I'm not surprised to hear you say that he's had to do a little bit of everything at Marquette, and he works so hard. You can see it when he's on the floor.
Yeah, I think you're right, Lawrence. I don't, you know, even Wesley, you know, Kevin O'Connor, when he was with the, when all that was going on with the Jazz initially, you know, I kind of had the same response that I've had with all of these guys, Gar Foreman and all those guys with the Bulls and the other teams for that matter. Within how we play, it's not necessarily the best way to play, but we play with guys that are switchables. And so we do a myriad of different things in secondary. We do a myriad of things in transition, both offensively and defensively, that's not necessarily always typical. And I think that, you know, when you have a variety of guys from 6'4 to 6'7 that are long, and some of them are better drivers, some of them are better shooters, but they can guard multiple positions, you know, it almost becomes, hey, that guy right there is the point guard most of the time, and that biggest guy over there is the five. And then we got three guys running around that per possession may be guarding somebody different and then maybe doing something different offensively. And that, like you're saying, you're really not a master of anything, but you're not bad at anything. And within how we play, I think that, you know, we've won 69 games during Jimmy's career. That's not unbelievably awesome, but it's pretty good. And, you know, Jimmy was what you were talking about, three-star and four-star. I'm from a little small country town in Texas, and Jimmy's from a town a lot bigger, but it's still country near Houston. And he was ranked the 81st player in the state of Texas.
Wow.
The 82nd player went Division III, and the 80th player went to a Division II school in Texas. And, you know, you can't author a story like Jimmy's based on, man, he's just the best shooter ever, or he's just the best athlete ever. It's a collection of really good things that he does. And so I think a lot of that translates within how Thibodeau coaches. You know, I went to several games in the playoffs, and I've known Coach, I call him Coach Foreman because that's how I've known him since I was a kid. And I told him that, and I've told everybody else that. Is he an all-league player? I don't know. He wasn't necessarily an all-league player at Marquette, but he became a guy that you really couldn't get off the floor by the end of his sophomore year. He's playing 31 minutes a game at the end of his sophomore year with Wesley Matthews, Lazar Hayward, Dominic James, and Jarrell McNeil. And Jarrell was the all-time leading scorer in school history. So I think that his intelligence along with his versatility will allow him to be really good.